You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. I just pulled off to make this happen, you would be shaking your head going, what can't that guy do? You know, I was waxing eloquent about how brilliant the Founding Fathers were to construct a system that could stand the idiots that get elected to public office yesterday. And then they doubled down today. So you have the Democrats held hostage by a freshman, representative who likes to get into Israel, right, with all the Zionist stuff and all the rest of that stuff. And now they can't rebuke her because evidently members of the Congressional Black Caucus came out and said, hey, wait, Trump gets away with this stuff all the time. Why would we rebuke her? And so you have the Democrats now getting after each other because that kid's an idiot, then your kid could be an idiot too. Yeah, so, anyway, just when you don't think it can get, like, sink lower, it does. It's like, you know, but if she would have said something about who are the most favored, who can't you say anything about? You can't say anything about homosexuals, transsexuals, who are the other protected people? You can say anything you want about cops. Israel 50-50, right? You know, and, you know, most hate crimes in the country are committed against Jews. Yeah. If you didn't pay attention to that one after that little event in Pittsburgh, then you need to do a cranial rectal extraction and do a little reading. So it's moderately amusing that one of our major political parties cannot even get together and say, you know, that's wrong. We don't stand for intolerance for any group. And so after you've been warned and you do it again, you normally get what they call rebuked or censured or something like that, some administrative term that they use. So anyway, so that's going on. Yesterday, Alex Hollings put me in touch with a woman who you'll meet next week. Her name's Lee. And so I was talking to Lee. Lee's involved in this whole housing event that you saw on TV a week or two ago? Yeah, where you saw spouses testify about the... Because, you know, if you do anything like this, like tell the truth, and demand that somebody do the right thing, you know, you could impact your husband's career or your wife's career. Right? What? Oh, Mac, do I need to, like, tell you the truth, you dumbass? Yeah, do you want to rock the boat? Do you want to be that guy? Do you want to be that girl? Do you want to be that spouse? Yeah, and screw up a career? So just go live in the black mold? Or move off base and incur the financial burden of living, you know, someplace where it costs me more? Hello? Yeah. What are we going to do, tell the truth and get in trouble? Well, if the truth gets you in trouble, then fuck it, right? It ain't worth doing if you can't tell the truth, right? Where's Charles Krauthammer, right? So, anyway, so I have a conversation with Lee. And so there's today, there's there's political theater going on in which the Department of Defense will announce the Bill of Rights. Yeah, how about that? Lo, all these years later, a Bill of Rights. How exciting will that be? So, let me read you a little bit of it. And so in my conversation yesterday with Lee, I said, do you think you'll fare any better than anybody else who's dealing with water or any other malady that's been caused by the DOD? So if you're at all familiar with any of these issues, right, what does the DOD do? They permanently injure people and then they turn their back on it. I mean, follow the trail of the Camp Lejeune water thing. It's disgusting. You did this to these people and then you turn your back and walk away. So they get a Bill of Rights today. So again, this is akin to political theater, get patted on the head. And what happened was, years ago, the DOD said, you know what, we have all these people working in base housing, we should get rid of it. We'll get somebody, they'll pay us for the right, and then they'll manage the housing. How about that? Hey, what a great idea, we'll outsource it. Yeah, let me just refresh your memory. What are we, February, March? Headline, Navy to deny all civil claims related to Camp Lejeune water contamination. Well, first of all, who the fuck is the Navy to deny them? Don't courts adjudicate civil claims? We are denying the claims to free everybody to take their own course of action. The Secretary of the Navy is denying all remaining civil claims by individuals exposed to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, leaving roughly 4,500 plaintiffs with claims of more than $963 billion in damages with no cash payouts. Quote, there is no legal way for the Department of the Navy to pay damages in these cases, Spencer said. We are denying the claims to free everybody to take their own course of action. But, you know, just so you think he's not without a heart, he acknowledged that it will be extremely difficult for veterans and their families who will have little chance of receiving a large monetary payout for their losses. Individuals have 6 months to appeal the decision. And somebody who's been on the program is Jerry Ensminger, right? Former Master Sergeant, Marine. Quote, I'm pissed off. The federal government knows they're guilty, so they're using every available legal gymnastic to exonerate themselves. His daughter, Janie, died of cancer at the age of 9 in 1985. He said she was the only one of four children who was conceived and carried while the family was living at Camp Lejeune. Spurned by Ensminger, Congress passed a bill in 2012 that forced the Department of Veterans Affairs to extend free medical care to veterans and their families exposed to tainted water. It's kind of ironic that we have a part of our federal government that was created to protect our country and our way of life, and these people are now known to be our nation's largest polluters. And then it goes into the history of it, right? And you read what these people went through, and the federal government, and then you look at the conduct of people in charge down there. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Here's one. I lived in Tarawa Terrace for several years as a young child. Along with many health problems, I've had Hodgkin's lymphoma, parathyroid adenemias, thyroid nodes, uterine tumors. The truth is, there's still no smoking gun about causality. There has been no direct evidence of causation of these illnesses to the exposure. That's from a senior DOD official. How about that shit? Honestly, it's amazing. And so what happened in the housing thing was, right, some brilliant, you know, more than likely civilian asshole that works at the DOD came up with this, hey, let's outsource this stuff, right? Who do you think is standing at a podium in a picture? For the housing thing, it's Secretary Spencer, same guy who denied the Lejeune claims, right? Now he's going to stand up and be the champion of the Bill of Rights for, give me a break. Again, this is theater. This is political theater. This is opium for the masses. So this will make this thing go away and leave politicians' palates, right? And then, but what you have is, you have people that are permanently on respirators. You have little kids who never had asthma that have asthma now because they were exposed to black mold. You have military members who are on respirators. What is Colleen have to use? Colleen's got asthma, so she uses a nebulizer. They have to do that. And what caused it? The living conditions that they're subjected to. And what is the DOD going to do? They won't do shit. Will you be compensated if you say we can't live here anymore? I'm notifying you, and I need you to pay for like housing. What will the DOD do with that? They'll say no. So in addition to being physically injured, right? If you choose to do something about it and not live in that shit and not have your kids live in that shit, you pay out of your pocket? It's clown stuff. So this is a story from Reuters this morning. Responding to unsafe military housing, U.S. Armed Forces unveiled tenant Bill of Rights. The Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines unveiled a proposed tenant Bill of Rights on Wednesday that would hand more power to military families facing housing hazards and place enhanced scrutiny on private landlords drawing billions in fees from their military partnerships. Yeah, that was billions with a B. Okay. Now, here's the other thing that pisses me off. There's nobody from the chain of command that you can appeal this shit to. And if you listen to these stories, they say, well, my husband's unit, it's not their responsibility. I went to the base. They send me the housing. Why isn't there some representative that you can walk out of the housing office and walk into their house, their office, and say, hey, right, they're not helping me. I need your help. Why isn't there somebody like that? What did we need to do? We just we washed our hands of housing? And you read the stories, it's a joke. The measure jointly released by the services in advance of the Senate hearing scheduled for Thursday morning, ongoing as I speak right now, could usher in a major overhaul of the military's two-decade-old housing privatization program. Among other steps, it will require the military to negotiate contracts worth billions of dollars with real estate companies and bondholders who back the deals. Secretary Richard Spencer, yes, he said in an interview, right? Again, the same Spencer that denied all civilian claims relative to the Camp Lejeune water contamination, right? So that's the guy who we want to deal with, right? Right. The fact that we took the eye off the ball allowed this to perpetuate itself, Spencer told Reuters. The fox guarding the hen house. Okay, let me just tell you something. So, in my conversation yesterday with Lee, she says, hey, Mac, check this out. And so she sends me a series of clipping. And there's been stories going on about this shit, right, for a long time. And when I say long time, I don't mean 12 to 24 months. Okay, I mean 10 years that these issues were brought up. And let me tell you, and so what makes politicians move? The bad theater that happened last week or 2 weeks ago, right? Spouses, right, in front of TV cameras, right? That's something they don't need, right? America's defenders, right? Those who fight, those who risk their lives, the wives now coming up and telling the truth. How long do you think it took before wives said, I can't, if it means your career's going to get jacked, then we're going to have to live with that, but we can't live like this anymore. Our friends can't live like this. And the DOD ignores all that shit. Yeah, now they're going to come on and they're going to say, oh, here's your Bill of Rights, right? What about the people that have been financially injured? What about that? You got a line item in a budget for that? Spencer, I don't want to hear that guy talk anymore. The tenant measure was prompted by a Reuters series, Ambushed at Home, that detailed how thousands of U.S. military families have been subjected to serious health and safety hazards in their on-base housing, rampant mold, lead poisoning. Are you kidding me? Like, that went out with the tide, man. That's an old-time saying, in case you don't know. But that means it's, like, long ago. Lead poisoning? What's next? Asbestos? Pest infestations. But have only limited tenants' rights under the military's confidential contracts with private landlords. And then there's a link to the series. I'll put the Reuters story in there so you can find, if you care to read, you can find the link to the series. The proposal will impose new controls on the landlords operating military bases, Spencer said. A draft of the document signed by the secretaries of all the forces proposes several measures. One would allow military base tenants to withhold rent payments from landlords if housing troubles persist, potentially resulting in refunds. Right. Right. Other provisions would guarantee tenants access to housing advocates when they dispute landlords or allow them to move at no cost to suitable lodgings if repairs aren't made. Like, so it took this to get that to happen. So this has been going on for a decade. And it took a Reuters story. This is why this shit pisses me off. It took a Reuters story, and it took the political theater of spouses coming before television to get the services to act. And why are those agreements confidential? Aren't we dealing with the DOD? Isn't everything a matter of public record? All contracts? It's just greasy. Spencer, every time I read his name. Spencer said the Navy will also seek independent assessments of the company's home maintenance programs through a new inspection process. in the private public ventures, the Navy and other branches, teamed with real estate firms who took responsibility for managing more than 200,000 family dwellings. The partnership receives nearly $4 billion in annual rent payments from the Navy. Quote, "We've got a little too much of the partner inspecting itself," Admiral John Richardson, CNO, Chief of Naval Operations, told Reuters. "Really? Did you just discover that, John?" "Well, no, Mac, we've known that for years. Why didn't you do anything about it?" "Well, you know, that TV shit, man, that's what put it over. That put it over the top, man. Right? Nobody needs that kind of stuff." "Oh, but before that, it was just telling them to stick it up their ass? Sorry. Black. And look, we're talking about black mold. Lead paint. Come on. Changing the contracts could represent a sea change. It could trigger wrangling between military branches, real estate firms, and Wall Street players with all financial stakes, all with financial stakes in the venture. In a statement on Wednesday, military branches said the bill, quote, would be enforced through negotiated leases. What does that mean? You know what? Now, here's the rub, right? Billions are at stake. Under these contracts, the government housing stipends given to service members who live on base are usually deposited directly into the accounts controlled by the private public venture landlord. Changes to the arrangement, including withholding rents, could affect cash flow of these ventures and credit risk of their debt. Oh, you mean there would actually be consequences? Oh, shit. So check this out. A sergeant, BAH, in Southern California is let's see, $2,300, okay? $2,200, something like that. Okay, so you live in a duplex, okay? You live in a duplex at Camp Pendleton. And the duplex, right, is, it's a decent house, it's a double car garage, but it would be a big house, right? So this company is getting close to $5,000 a month for that duplex, which really is one home split in half. Yeah. These people are laughing all the way to the bank. One major firm with exposure. What does exposure mean? So what exposure means in this case is that this is the sponsor of the underperforming management company, and their exposure is they might be held accountable. Oh, bad. They release a statement. "We are monitoring a situation and are eager to evaluate initiatives," said Gregory Diamond, the head of the investors relations at insurance firm MBIA, which has insured $7.2 billion in military housing bonds. Also up for renegotiating, according to the Navy and Army brass, the fees private real estate firms receive from which they're based on their performance. Spencer remarked, "You kind of go, wow, why didn't you just do it right the first time?" In a statement on Wednesday, Lincoln Housing President, Lincoln, I think, is the largest operator of military housing, said his company is, quote, "committed to improving the living experience in all of our base housing." Oh, really? So why is somebody having to stick their foot up your ass, their Jarl Bliss, J-A-R-L, kind of like Carl, but with a J, committed to, why, right? And then this is all the boilerplate bullshit, right? "We share the Navy's commitment to making things better for soldiers and their families, and we are working." This is what a dick the guy is. Did I just say dick? Sorry about that. Right? This Jarl, I don't know who Jarl is, okay? But Jarl cannot be too savvy to the military. So we share the Navy's commitment to making things better for soldiers. Okay, the Navy has, Jarl, repeat after me, sailors. Yeah. Whoops. You dope. We share the Navy's commitment to making things better for soldiers and their families, and we are working for them, with them, on a number of reforms. Brenda Michael was among those Spencer visited with last week. So Spencer trying to get Brenda to dial it down, girlfriend. Michael says she's lived with her husband, who's in the Navy, and three daughters at the Norfolk, right, spelled Norfolk, but it's pronounced Norfolk, Naval Station since 2016. At times, battling Lincoln over inadequate heat and other problems in her house. Last week, Spencer saw her problems up close. Now Michael says she believes her concerns and those of other military families have been validated. Notice she said validated. She didn't say addressed, solved. So anyway, so this, but again, it's, I think it's one of the greatest embarrassments, and it's an absolute disgrace what went on at Camp Lejeune, right? They're finding it now in more and more bases around the country, and you essentially destroy people's lives. And then you stand there and you say, and so then they get out and they have these horrific, right, maladies that affect them and their children, and they're financially impacted, and you put your hands up in the air and say, oh, that's not us, sorry, you can't prove that any of this is because of that, so we're out, sorry, later. Yeah. I think it's an absolute disgrace. And what it gets down to at the end of the day is money. That they don't want to admit any culpability because the bill would be too high. And that was the whole thing with the settlement. And if you talk to people that were in the DOD and were even a little bit savvy to the negotiations, the number is too high. The number of people affected, too many. If we give each one of them money, do you know what that will do? I think it's disgraceful. And then you go ahead and you apply the standard of what did they know and when did they know it? And then you sink, and then it gets worse. Oh, you mean these complaints have been coming since when? Right, and they wonder why people hate them. Anyway, all right, so with that said, good morning to you. And like I said, you'll meet Lee on Monday. So I met her, I was introduced to her yesterday by Alex Hollings, who was on yesterday. Interesting little interview I did with Alex yesterday, by the way. If you haven't heard it, you should probably check it out. And we had this impromptu discussion about mental health. So, boom, yeah. So, good morning to you on this Thursday, the 7th day of March. United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Good morning to you. We'll be right back. else would this be dedicated today? So this is dedicated to people like Lee, who are fighting something they shouldn't have to fight. Right? This stuff should get brought to somebody's attention. And if you have a contract, you should get put on notice that you need to take care of this stuff now. There should be somebody. There's nobody, right, in the building with Lincoln Housing on bases that is affiliated with the command. And when you listen to what spouses say, they'll say, I went to the base and they said, that's not our deal. That's a DOD contract with Lincoln. We don't have any control over that. I mean, it's just, honestly, it's the stupidest stuff you've ever heard in your life. You know? And the worst part is, there's real people whose health is being impacted, whose finances, and they live on relatively tight budgets, right? Especially those that are junior in the military. And they're being financially impacted. And now we're going to get a Bill of Rights. Thank God. Where do we find men like this? This is dedicated to Lee and everybody who's fighting this fight. Do not accept the pat on the head that you're getting today. Because you know the only reason you got that pat on the head is because you threw it in their face on TV. So if you want results, you got to keep throwing it in their face on TV. Because if you don't, you are going to get treated exactly like Jerry Ensminger and everybody associated with the Camp Lejeune Water thing. You're going to get patted on the head and you're going to get pushed out the door. And they'll drag you sideways forever because that's what the DOD does.
Betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the core, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time for us to check the weather. Should I take the Mattis thing out? I mean, he's not part of the government anymore. That's why it went in there. Come on, I like it. It's funny. Currently cloudy and 34 in Quantico, Virginia. It is cloudy and 45 at Camp Lejeune. Partly sunny and 56 in Granbury, Texas, so it's warmed up in Texas. Sunny and 48 at 29 Palms. Sunny and 51 at Pendleton. Clouds and 61 in Okinawa, in Iraq. It is warming up. It is dark, cloudy, and 68 degrees in Ramadi, which is right down the riverbed from the holdouts that are surrendering, to the tune of about 2,000 yesterday, according to Reuters and Al Jazeera. Yeah, both of them. In Marja in Afghanistan, clouds of 54. At the home of All Marine Radio, Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is cloudy and 54 degrees. Looking for a high today of 62. Going to be all the way up to 59 tomorrow and 59 on Saturday. Imagine that. March in California, the high 59. Global warming, man. It's killing us. Bring the drought back. Where the hell is a drought when you need it to dry out? You should see the weeds in my backyard. Yeah. They're like 10 feet tall. All it does is rain out here. The ground's so wet you can't mow the lawn. It's a joke. It's a joke. A whole series of jokes. Anyway, we'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on a Thursday. Tim Lynch and Jeff Kenny going to join us, so we'll talk to them about base housing and get their thoughts on it. So we'll talk to them about that. Get their thoughts on the thing going on with ISIS. So we'll talk about that. Anyway, they'll join us here at the top of the hour. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up.
This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara. And you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I want to walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go.
Davis.
But right now it's just me.
All right, time to check the news. All right. Service secretaries, : Tenant Bill of Rights will protect and empower residents of privatized housing. This is from Karen Jowers in Military Times. Following visits to military housing units where they saw firsthand some of the problems military families are facing, the service secretaries have announced a joint tenant bill. See, here's the bullshit thing about this. These problems have gone on for years, but they didn't do shit until they got it jammed up their ass in public. That's what's bullshit about this. And now they're going to take action and fix this problem. During a hearing on February 13th, military spouses suggested to senators that the one way to get privatized housing officials to fix problems like mold, termites, mice, and other issues would be to allow families to withhold rent payments until the issues were resolved. Yeah, do you think the DOD is actually going to allow individuals to go in and check whether they'll pay their rent this month? Do you think that they're going to allow that? I don't think so. The Tenant Bill of Rights is intended to increase the amount of... Oh, man. Right. So this is theater. This is just theater. Among other things, tenants' rights will be enforced through renegotiated leases with privatized housing companies and will be implemented in the coming weeks. Right. So these things are going to be implemented in the coming weeks? Are you kidding me? One, safe and healthy homes and communities with working fixtures, appliances and utilities, and well-maintained common areas. That's not in the contract already? I would assure you that that's in the contract already. A housing advocate designed by the installation designated, I'm too excited right now, designated by the installation chain of command to be their advocate before the landlord. Really? It's taken all this to do that. This is why this is a joke. This is why the DOD is a joke. The service secretaries are a joke. Because they're the ones, right, who outsource this to save themselves money. Okay? They're the ones that outsource this. They're the ones who haven't wanted to screw with it. Effective methods of two-way communications with the landlord and maintenance staff, with honest and responsive communications from those staff. That wasn't part of the contract? Prompt professional repairs. If life, health, and safety repairs are not finished within 30 days, the resident will be offered a no-cost move into alternative residence on the installation or in the civilian community. A process for dispute resolution, mediation, and arbitration. A decision in favor of the resident will include a determination of any reduction in rent that's owed by the landlord to be paid to the resident. Interesting. No reprisal if the resident engage government housing staff or the installation chain of command. No, I mean, come on. So what you do is you tell the truth and then somebody's going to jack your career up. Oh, his wife's a troublemaker, right? Her husband's a troublemaker because he came down and told us about that black mold in the house and he wouldn't go away after we patted him on the head. Can you imagine the nerve of that son of a bitch? Yeah, so let's make sure that the chain of command jacks his shit up. It's like stupid. Anyway, but again, This is the equivalent of a pat on the head. Because the DOD's record and all of this shit is abysmal. Next story. Lawmakers of DOD. You knew about water contamination. Why haven't you done more? This is the Military Times too. The Pentagon's decision not to take action to prevent military families from decades of exposure to cancer-causing chemicals until 2016 Environmental Protection Agency warning did not sit well with members of Congress who questioned the Defense Department's leadership on the issue at a hearing on Wednesday. To put it charitably, it is unclear why DOD feels justified in passing the buck to EPA, particularly in light of evidence suggesting DOD's awareness of the toxicity of these chemicals since the early 80s. What would they be talking about there? Oh, that's right. Camp Lejeune. At least one other DOD installation, Fort Carson, Colorado, use of chemicals was stopped in 1991 after the Army Corps of Engineers studied looked at harmful chemicals at its installations. This foam, right? Firefighting foam was replaced in 1991 with a non-hazardous substitute. It's just ridiculous. I mean, the DOD knows about this stuff, and then they just look the other way. Here's another one. This came out of the hearing yesterday. $2 billion cost to clean up water contamination at military bases, defense officials say. Cleaning up and protecting U.S. drinking water from a class of toxic chemicals used in many household items could cost tens of billions of dollars nationally, including $2 billion for the DOD. This came out. So this comes out. So that's the price tag. $2 billion. What? $2 billion out of $700 billion? I think you can afford that. Next story. More lethal aid to the Ukraine. U.S. trainers, javelins have already made Russians a little bit more nervous. The U.S. has been providing lethal aid in the form of Javelin anti-tank missiles to the Ukraine since May, and Russian armor is reportedly deterred by the investment. On top of lethal aid, the U.S. has trainers currently in the country, including National Guardsmen running the Yevorkiriv Combat Training Center and American Special Operations Forces running selected courses for their Ukrainian counterparts. The fact that they have a javelin that they could employ and they know how to employ it is a deterrent, said General Curtis Scaparotti, head of the U.S. He's the guy who's been on Capitol Hill who said don't sell the F-35 to the Turks because they bought the S-400 from the Russians, blah, blah, blah. So he continues to make news. The Ukrainian, in my view, have trained very well for the use of that. They've been responsible in their security and in the security and deployment of the Carl Gustav. Of the javelin. So, again, this is what Barack Obama refused to do, which was give any kind of lethal aid. So we'll give them moral encouragement, and then when the Russians roll over, and we'll wring our hands and say, geez, that's really unfortunate. Wish they hadn't done that. Right? But the Russians will act out, right, around the world. And one of the weakest presidents in American history, Barack Obama, just as he did with China, he got scared. All right, next story. Top five stories in Early Bird today. Number one, you knew about water contamination. Why haven't you done more? That's number one. Number two, Arizona senator reveals she was raped by a superior officer while in the Air Force. Arizona Senator Martha McSally, a former Air Force colonel and one of the first female combat veterans elected to Congress, revealed she was raped by a superior officer during her military career, but kept the attack secret out of fear of reprisal. She was a congressman, ran for Senate, was defeated, and then when John Kyle, who was serving out the term for John McCain, was when he resigned at the end of the year, after the election, McSally was appointed in Kyle's place, so she's now a sitting senator in the Air Force. The revelation came as the committee heard from other military sexual assault victims and questioned Pentagon officials on whether they have done enough to address the problem. She did not say when the assault occurred or who her attacker was, but she did say she did not discuss it with anyone until years later. Number three, hundreds of immigrant recruits risk the death sentence after Army bungles data, lawmaker says. Army officials inadvertently disclosed sensitive information of hundreds of immigrant recruits from nations such as China and Russia in a breach that could aid hostile governments in persecuting them or their families, a lawmaker and former U.S. official said. The spreadsheet that held all this data was evidently compromised. You know, can we keep anything a secret anymore? I don't think we can. Well, why don't we just all put it out there and then just be done with it? Okay, everybody's got what we got. Let's go from there. Number four, top U.S. general in Europe wants to keep China out of the 5G networks. With Europe in the early stages of developing 5G networks, the Pentagon's top general in the region issued a stark warning on March 5th. Allies need to keep China out or risk losing the ability to integrate with American military. So, again, this is General Scaparotti. And he's not afraid to tell the truth. Love that guy. Number five, the Air Force's new jet trainer could become its next light attack or aggressive aircraft. I'm not really interested in the Air Force's next air platform. The question is, will they convert it to a drone? Because manned aviation, it's on its way out the door, sports fans. It will be the exception, not the rule anymore. Now, I know pilots hate to hear that, but that is the way it costs too much to protect them. So we can build multiples of that platform if we don't have to protect you and provide for you. Anyway, all right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Jeff Kenney's going to join us. Tim Lynch is going to join us as we continue here on the Thursday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.